Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives.
Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. Today, we are talking about perfecting your funnel. And if you don't know what a funnel is, it is the way that your client journeys through your business. This is going to be a lot about strategy. This is going to be for my solopreneurs, especially for my winged queens and my winged kings. If you are still winging it in your business, humans, I need you to listen to this entire episode, please. I'm going to break down the mindset piece that you need to have in order for this to land. And then I'm going to give you my four-step process. Let's get right into the episode. Well, the first thing we need to address is your mindset. I want to ask you, how are you preparing? And I know. You want some strategy. I'm going to give it to you. But I first want to ask you this question of how are you preparing? You know, so often I find that people want to get to success, but they don't want to freaking prepare. They want the six pack, but they're not going to the gym. They want to pop in business, but they forget that the in-between time sometimes suck. What are you doing to prepare your business, to prepare your mindset, to prepare your spiritual body, your physical body? How are you preparing so that when you have an opportunity to soar, you take off, you take flight, because that is truly the recipe of how things happen. You get that one opportunity of that client that wants to work with you and you're like, wait, what, me? Holy crap. You get that one opportunity where somebody is reaching out and they're like, hey, I would love for you to talk in my program or on stage. And you're like, wait, are you serious? That's because of all the preparation that you've been doing. This is the reason why I love entrepreneurship so much, because people don't hang around long enough. They just want to go from, I posted five things, why am I not getting the client? You know what? Allow yourself to freaking suck for a year. I know that sounds like a long time, but like literally give yourself a year. I talk about it all of the time on this podcast. I personally took a sabbatical of life for a year. I was not intentionally working at no TV job. I was just offering my medicine. And that's what actually gave me the belief and the confidence to know, like, I can live in any part of the world. And as long as I have my body, I don't even need technology. I can just walk into a studio and make money. I know that I can share my medicine with another human being that just is breathing and that I will be able to sustain myself. And that to me is magic. That to me is what allows us to have the confidence to move about our business. But it didn't happen overnight. It happened because I was preparing for a long time. I didn't know it. But that whole year that I took that sabbatical, I was preparing my body. I was preparing my vessel. I was preparing myself to understand that the only thing that I need is my body, my breath, water, some veggies, and to keep my heart open. And as long as I did that, I would be in alignment. As long as I, whatever I'm doing this air quotes, whatever a good human means to me or to you, whatever that means, as long as you do that, you be good. And you don't have to follow a religion and you don't have to follow the way other people do it. The way you are a good human is by understanding what feels good for you. And you operate your life according to that. This is what I call your intuition. Your alignment is your intuition. And yet so many of us are continuously outsourcing our power. So let's get back to preparing. How are you preparing? How are you preparing for your business to blow up? How are you preparing for the love of your life to knock on the door? Like, how are you preparing without expecting? Because I can tell you one thing, everything magical that happened in my life, I did not know it was going to happen. And you hear these stories all the time, especially with accounts that go viral. They're like, what? I just didn't even know. Why? Because they were freaking preparing. They were just doing the damn thing. Everything magical that happened in my life the day I met my wife, had no clue it would meet her. The day my business blew up, had no idea that would happen. The day anybody wanted to pay me the very first time, I was like, okay, got it. Just allow yourself to prepare. So when the opportunity arises, you're just going to take off. Now, let's connect this to your funnel. And the reason why I led with that is because so many of us are even triggered by the word funnel. We're triggered by the word marketing. We're like, oh no, we can't do that. You know, the right people will just find us. I am so sorry, humans, to break this down to you, but that is just BS. The right humans will find you after you walk the walk, after you embody your own teachings, and after you put yourself out there. You think people are just going to literally find you just out of nowhere? No, doesn't happen like that. You got to take in more swings. You got to give it more reps. You have to put yourself out there. And so perfecting your funnel and the ways that people are coming into your ecosystem matter. Write this down. Step number one, identify how are you driving traffic to you? How are you driving traffic to your product? Is it through TikTok? Is it through social media? Is it through YouTube? Is it through ads? Like, you have to get specific. You can't just leave it to, you know, it be a random fluke on how somebody finds you. That is a horrible way to be operating your business. And yeah, I see so many people are like, if it's meant to be, it'll be. Like, you really have to stop that. I'm an intuitive being. I truly feel that my blessings will never skip me. But best believe the reason why I know they won't skip me is because I've been motherfucking preparing. I've been preparing my mind. I've been preparing my confidence. I've been preparing my clarity. I've been preparing my content. I've been preparing my heart. I've been preparing. So when it comes up to me, I'm never surprised. You know, I flew back from Tulum after hosting my retreat and the whole row was empty. I sat in row number two and I chuckled because I'm like, of course I'm not surprised, because when I flew to Tulum to get prepared for the retreat, and this is my mastermind retreat that I'm hosting, which, by the way, I'm going to drop the wait list. We're opening up the next round. It's going to start in October. Guess what? I was sitting in row one. I was looking out the window and I chuckled when I looked down and I'm like, the whole row's empty. I expect good things to happen constantly because I'm always preparing. You cannot prepare and still feel anxiety about your business. You cannot prepare and still feel unlovable. How are you going to attract the things that you want when you're preparing is not aligning with your desire? You have to prepare to win, humans, not prepare to fail. So step number one, you got to identify, how are you driving traffic? I know this seems like a very complicated question. Don't let it be. Just ask yourself, how are people finding me? How are they finding me? Do I have a Facebook group and that's how everybody finds me? Is it my TikTok and that's how everybody finds me? Is it my email? Is it my newsletter? How are people finding you on a consistent basis? One of the ways that people find us is, yes, through Instagram, but a lot through my podcast too. This is something that I've been doing weekly. It's something that we've grown our podcast page. We have intentionally put ads on our podcast page so that we drive traffic to something that's completely free. Those are things that are done on a consistent level. And so I know how people are finding me. I'm not sitting up at night feeling like, oh my God, where's my next client? I don't need to worry about that because I've been preparing. All I do is speak, record the things that feel in resonance and in alignment with me, and put it out there. Then I can say the right people will find me, but it's not out of thin air. It's because I'm bringing momentum to that. I'm bringing aligned action to the table. Number two, when people find you, figure out, what are they binging? What are they landing on? So let's just say people find you on YouTube. Okay, great. So maybe they are binging your YouTube channel. Let's say people find you on Instagram. What the hell are they binging? Are they binging your videos? Do you have videos? Are they binging a free webinar that you have in the link in your bio? What are people binging? Because when they are binging something, they are learning something from you. And I can tell you that it just sounds so ridiculous when I hear people say, like, close your eyes, just attract people, and you'll have a sale. What? No, this is wrong. I don't even say things that are wrong, but like, that's just misleading. You have to lead with both that healed masculine energy of the structure, the predictability, and also that divine feminine energy that releases the control and that's not attached to anything happening. You gotta go back and forth. So when they're landing on your pages, when they're landing on your social media, when they're landing on your website, what are they binging? Because as they binge whatever content you put out there, they're making informed decisions. They're not making decisions on whether they like you, whether they trust you, whether they think that you're knowledgeable. All of those things they get while they're binging. And you know what, humans? This is going to be a spicy-ass episode. You got to stop believing that you need to get on calls to sell people. You don't ever have to sell anybody. The sale happens way before you even talk to somebody. Best believe they binged your stuff. They went through your website. They looked around. They did all of this. And I know this to be true because I've done this and I asked my students like how they found me. I'm always taking market research. And I'll never forget, I remember, I don't know where the hell I drove. It was 5 hours away. I think it was to upstate New York. I was deciding on hiring a mentor for my very first time. I was so nervous. I was going to invest $20K that I did not have, but I don't know. I just believed it was going to happen because I had been preparing. And on that drive, I found that this person had a podcast, and best believe, I'm not kidding, I listened to every single podcast that this person had. Well, I didn't listen to all of them because they had like about 200, but I listened to 5 hours worth. And as I kept listening, one, my brain was just exploding with ideas. My vessel was expanding. And also, I was deciding in those moments that it was going to be my turn. Not only that I was going to work with them, but that like I was going to step up to the plate. I was going to step up to the plate of life. I was going to pick up the bat and I was going to swing. It was through that I had already made a decision. So when I got on a call to figure out if we're an energetic fit, like I already knew we were a fit. I already made my decision. And that happens in step two. It happens with the things that they're binging. You're helping your ideal client make a more informed decision based on the content that you're posting, based on the ways that you are helping them learn more about your niche and your topic. By the way, it's niche, not niche. Step number three, how are people making the purchase? And now I just want to pause really quickly and tell you the story because this freaking matters. It matters how you're collecting money. It matters how you're sharing your offering. And it matters so much that people are going to question your price. Here's the story. I once had a student come to me and say, hey, Mel, I really wanted to work with this person, but when they sent me a link and the link was Venmo, and I knew that's not a payment processor, I started to doubt my purchase and I started to ask them questions. So, you know, the student came to me and I was like, what came up for you? And of course, they would feel like this because I teach my students all the time. You got to treat your business like a business, not like a hobby. So I'm sorry, but I'm not going to send you Zelle invoice because if I do, I already know. I'm like, this person's not a real business yet. In my mind, I'm like, do they have an LLC? Does that even matter? I totally get it. But like, why haven't they made these investments in their business? To me, it just raises questions. Anyways, this student went on and did not work with them. I know that sounds so silly, but it's the difference between showing up and having and operating your business like a business that allows somebody else to feel comfortable in their purchase. Had that person send them another link on Square or Stripe, and if you don't know what the hell I'm saying, these are just payment processors, that person would have probably felt more comfortable. They would have been like, okay, great. I can punch in my card here. I can get a receipt. I can download it. Anytime you make a purchase for your education, especially as an online entrepreneur, these are all tax deductible. What do you have to prove that you paid X amount in a coaching program? Or maybe for a retreat or wherever training you decide to invest in. These are things that are important. So step number three is about understanding how the purchase actually happens. Because remember, in step number one, you figure out how are people being attracted to you? What is the constant source of traffic that people are landing on your page? And I love two pieces of content here. I love a content that converts and I love content that drives traffic. So content that converts is me speaking directly to my ideal client. I'm not speaking to the masses. I'm speaking to my mystical, offbeat entrepreneurs where I know they want to sell intuitively and that's blocking them, where I know they have way too many damn ideas and they can't figure out the offer, and where I know they want to be in community and not feel salesy. All of these things I already know. So I got to speak to that specific person. And I know that's content that will convert into a paying client, into one of my offers. Now, the other piece of content that you need to be having is content that drives traffic. So when I talk about abundance, when I talk about money, that's just something everybody and anybody could relate to. You don't have to be an entrepreneur. So that's going to be content that goes deep and wide. And you got to go back and forth. You got to figure out literally the content that helps you convert clients and the content that helps bring in more people. In step two, you're figuring out once they land there, what's the reason that they're staying there? What are they binging? Your podcast, your YouTube, your videos, whatever it is that's important, because that's how they are learning from you. In step number three, how are people making the purchase? I believe one of the easiest ways to create a purchase is by having a simple landing page. I said landing page. I did not say website. I did not have a website for a really long time. And you'd probably be shocked to know that I created my very first website on Squarespace. I'm not kidding you. It took at least, well, 3 or 4 days on chat support, but I was committed. I was committed to figuring out how to post the image and how to get the box in the middle and left justify it. It was hell, humans. I will never do that again. No, thank you. But I was not allowing it to stop me. I did create a website. I didn't have the money so that I can hire somebody, but I wasn't going to let it stop me. And I think that's what ultimately is the thing that allows winners to shine. It separates the people who do and it separates the people who don't. The people who do, they do not make freaking excuses. You hear it time and time again. I hear it so many times when I hear people's story and I like try to figure out like, how'd you get to this place? And they just didn't stop. You only lose when you stop. You only fail when you quit. You just keep going. And I know that you don't want to hear this, but like, I promise you, this is going to land for somebody. Like, if you just keep going, something will hit. Now, if you're so attached to it and you feel like it's messing with your ego, it's messing with your sense of self-worth, that's when God's universe is just going to really show you the areas of growth. And it's going to show you the areas that you're holding on to life way too tight. And it's going to teach you a lesson. Step number three is about potentially having a landing page. What's a landing page? It's just one page, not an entire website, that has all the information of your program. Who it's for, who it's not for, a little bit about you, a little bit about the course, what's in it, maybe what's the investment, a breakdown of whatever it is that you're teaching, some testimonials if you have it. All of those things are important. Not only are they important, but they also help your client feel safe in their purchase. What happens after step three? Now they've made the purchase, well, what about the onboarding process? Do they know when the program starts? Do they automatically get an email? Do you have a welcome packet? Those are things that you're going to have to start to think about. This is how you perfect your funnel. And I know this is going to trigger somebody, but your funnel is not just posting on Instagram and crossing your fingers and having this hope marketing like everybody else is damn complaining about. The reason why there are so many entrepreneurs who don't know what the F they're doing right now in this season is because that's what the hell they've been doing. Because there was a time where you were able to post and people are like, oh my God, this is amazing. And they wanted to work with them. But the truth is that the market is not saturated, but there's a lot more people doing it. So now it doesn't seem so out of this world to be an entrepreneur. It doesn't seem so crazy to be traveling all over Europe and China and running a retreat and still making money. Like, we've heard these stories enough time. You know this is happening, humans. Like, you know it's happening. You want in. You see it. You see since the pandemic how many people did not go back to work. You legit saw people who are like, nah, I'm good. I choose not having any coins right now, because they were choosing themselves. And that was actually very purposeful. That wasn't something here to destroy us. That was here to shake us. It was here to awaken us. It was here to remind us, like, hey, human, are you tired of being a robot? Like, is this still what you want to do? Or can we inject some purpose? Can we inject some inspiration? Can you remember why you came to Earth? Like, it was not to be a slave to this corporate matrix, right? It was to experience life. And listen, I say, Ray, like, you know, I laugh and things like this, but there are beautiful beings that is their goal. Their goal is to work in corporate, and that just gets to be perfectly fine. I'm only talking to the people who are working a job that they hate. I'm talking to the people who are doing the thing because they feel like they can't do anything else. Those are the people that I'm talking to. If you feel like you are in the aligned job, the career, the thing that you're supposed to be doing, I love that for you, human. It just also has come to my attention that not a lot of people feel like that. It's very rare. And listen, if you're one of the rare ones where your purpose has aligned with your work, okay? Two things. Your purpose has aligned with the work that you're doing, then that's a really good thing. But most people are working a job. They're not working their purpose. They're not working their work. They're working a job. It feels like a means to an end. It feels like, I gotta do this. I got a degree. I got enough loans. Like, you really gotta get out of that shit. Like, you really have to be done with that timeline. You really have to be done with this mindset. None of that shit matters. Who freaking cares? I have 2 degrees, a bunch of loans that I had to pay back. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. That shit is not even real to me. I know this is gonna sound crazy, but like, it's just not real. I'm like, why is it real? Because somebody on a computer entered these numbers? Like, that shit is not real. The only thing that's real is what I focus on. And I'm not focusing on that, you know? And so I'm not telling you to not pay your loans and not pay your bills. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just allowing you the permission to understand that if you desire to do something else, don't allow those things to hold you back, because they're still going to be there. And just notice the excuses that we make in order for us to not do what the hell we want. Step number 3 is about, how are people making the purchase? That's really important. And step number 4 is, what does your email game look like? You want to perfect your funnel, then you have to get to a place where you're getting yourself out of social media as well. Social media is a beautiful tool, but I can tell you that the reason why I build my business in the way that I have so strongly is because while I was sharing on social media, I did build an email list. And no, I didn't have thousands of people. I still don't have thousands of people. I grew an email list with about 300 or 400 people to 6 figures. And I'm sharing that with you because I remember I shared it with a client and they were shocked. They were like, wait, what? I was taught to only build your list. And I said to them, yes, and who is on the list, right? Like, you want to make sure that you're getting the right people on your list. So don't borrow other people's list. If you join a challenge, don't add those people onto your list. Like, you want to make sure that the list of people that you create, that you're emailing, which, by the way, if I lost you, I'm talking about your email marketing. You should be concerned about your email marketing. How are you emailing people? Once a week, once a month, twice a week, 3 times a week. The health of your email is correlated to the health of your business. So while I wasn't crazy doing these launches and free challenges, I was collecting people's emails. I was connecting with people and I was sending them very high, valuable, thoughtful emails. Not spamming them, but connecting with them. Sharing the videos that I had been recording that I thought would be really impactful about sales or how to start your business or how to scale it. Those are things that I just made it easier for people, and I took my captions, I recycled them and sent them in an email. So step number four is you got to look at your email game. And if you're only emailing people when you're selling something, people are going to opt out. You got to have the 3-for-1 ratio, 3 really good, valuable emails, 1 selling email. You could put a PS in the other emails, but like really try to keep it valuable. So I have an email that goes out for my podcast. I have an email that goes out for my YouTube. I have another email that is recycled content for my Instagram. And maybe I'll put a PS, hey, something's coming, or, you know, get on the wait list for something else. And then I have another email that just straight up sells my offers because I've provided enough value. Perfecting your funnel matters, humans. Please take the time to really take out a piece of paper. You don't need to take another course. You don't need to drive yourself crazy. You just got to sit down and you got to map out this funnel for yourself and imagine you're the ideal client and just imagine yourself going through this client journey. I have a YouTube video out that you can go watch me at I Am Melissa Ruiz on YouTube. I actually talk about the client journey. Otherwise, we are also dropping our wait list. And humans, I'm celebrating having 42 clients. It's so crazy. I just did the numbers the other day. I was counting up all of my mastermind students, my one-on-ones, Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business, which is currently happening right now. Cosmic Genius 1.0. We're almost done. We have 2 weeks left. We just started Cosmic Genius 2.0. And I'm just like, yo, this is crazy. And also, I love this. Like, how am I able to keep up? And I have the answer. 1, I only do what the hell I want. 2, I'm very diligent with my time. And 3, all of my containers are grouped. I only will take on a one-on-one client if it feels super aligned, and I only take 3 per quarter. So if you are in this place where you're looking to scale your business, I would strongly recommend you going to Unleash and Unveil the Mastermind. You can go and get there by going to my website, immelissaruiz.com/UUM. Fill out the application. There's a wait list, or just slide into my DMs and let me know where you at. Anyways, humans, go with peace. Go with God. See you soon.
Breathe.